took me way back, back down memory lane. I see the happiness, I see the pain. Where am I? Back down memory lane. I see you standing there, such a happy, happy pair. Love beyond compare.
You know, I like this song, y'all. Welcome to the Purple House. Y'all know I like this song because she hit that high note. Oh, yeah.
No one could tell me.
I wish you could skip to when she hit the super high note like Mariah Carey. That's the first.
Now
I'm slipping what I call an angel cry. So,
back down memory lane.
Ariana can do.
I feel the happiness.
Don't do that to Mariah. I know, but why would somebody speak of Mariah Carey? They got the whole right behind it. Ariana Grande. They ain't do that with Aaliyah and Sierra.
Thought it was over.
Another
here I go again.
Another one.
Help me. No one could tell me.
That's one of them.
That
love would. Nah,
because
they none of them got here. I just was saying, like, but I'm saying, why you ain't. Why you gonna do that to that lady? Because I just mentioned.
Oh, I said Ariana could do it better, but she sure did.
I was just saying, like Mariah Carey.
She just can't do it no more.
Thank you. She got her receipts.
So,
hold up, because Shantae Moore can still do it. Shantae Moore can still do it. Whatever, you was just hating because somebody said Mariah. Soon as Mariah come, oh, Ariana Grande. Anyway, y'all, tonight's topic is Back Down Memory Lane 2020. Y'all,
girls,
that was rough. I'm gonna take a sip on that one. First off, before we even get into that, y'all, how you feeling today, DJ Damian? Esquire. Awesome. And Sir Spine to the Tanias.
Well.
See, I'm getting it. I got it.
Good.
And we also have our special guest tonight. Once again, we have Jeremy Price. What's up, Jay?
What's happening? I am feeling like I've been feeling since December 31st, 2020. The sun will come out tomorrow, and it is coming out this year. So
thank you.
But I think Annie said it better.
Yes, ma'am.
Black Annie.
Mm-hmm. All right, you better get your 15-minute speech in. No, anyway, y'all, I'm just joking. We are going to talk about tonight, y'all, the year 2020. I mean, y'all, that was rough. Like, I didn't even get a birthday in. I thought this shit would have been over by then. You know what I'm saying? And we going in a whole nother year, y'all. My birthday about to come up again. And Mardi Gras not happening. Last Mardi Gras, everybody in this increment of twos
and getting hit by flu
was dying.
Yeah,
it was two people got hit by. I thought it was like something with Maria Laveau because it's like, you know, it was just eerie. Two people had got hit by floats. Both of them were the same age. Did y'all know that?
No.
Both of them were black. Did y'all know that? Mm-hmm. Okay. Second thing that happened, two people fell from a balcony that same day. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it was just way, way too much. No, not only that, two people fell off the floats and died that day. So, you know, y'all, 2020 didn't start off good down here in New Orleans. I mean, that was some, you know, bull de la bull.
Yeah, COVID was after that. So.
Right afterwards.
Right. Because then, yeah, because they said that they think that the person who had the COVID and spread it had snuck on down here to New Orleans for Mardi Gras.
Of course they would say
that. And it was spring break. And before that, we just had the national championship.
All right. I was so glad I left. But y'all, it was crazy for me. For y'all with this Trump situation. I don't know if y'all knew, like it was like a lot of scandal that was going on about this COVID situation. Like paperwork, you know, well, to lighten it before I get like real serious into it, like I was in Maryland during the time of when the first parade got to New Orleans. I was in Maryland. So COVID started right after that, and we were locked down in Maryland first. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna tell y'all some weird shit that was happening because Maryland, like I had to grasp the concept of a lot of things is different than it is here in New Orleans.
The nation capital is
right in Maryland. So in Maryland, the news is capital news all the time. There is a lot, you know, like you know how we can like how we could go to like Channel 4 and watch our news, and you could go to Channel 8 or whatever the case may be. But then you can go to CNN to watch Capital News, or you can go to SCM, whatever that is, about the news channel that deals with, you know, Washington, D.C. or whatever. So, you know, it was like a big culture shock to me that the regular news was always Capital News. So the shit was like Trump and the administration and Dr. Fauci and all of them who was all intertwined into this bullshit. And the reason why a lot of the shit was going on was because Donald Trump had already been knew about this shit a year before.
Yeah, because it broke out in Japan like a year
A year before, he knew about this. And also, was it 2 years altogether, Dr. Fauci had did a university speech at a university saying that there will be an outbreak that is going to be, you know, human to human, you know, transmitted, and it's going to break out here, and we need to prepare for it now. Like, he knew this 2 years in advance. They had paperwork. Y'all, I watched the shit. It was better than motherfucking Scandal, y'all. I watched it. They had paperwork that was saying that that when this was supposed to happen, the CDC had signed this little paper thing saying that they were already preparing for this outbreak or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it was real, real like crazy there with all of it going on, because like here, I heard they lock you down, but you really wasn't locked down on nothing.
I was in Houston, so.
You know, out there.
They closed the border. Like, you couldn't.
We couldn't even.
People from Louisiana could not go to Texas. Like,
they
locked the border down. Or if you did, you.
And you couldn't go to Florida. I knew that.
And then if you go, you do go. You have to be quarantined.
Me too.
I've been quarantined. I've been tested six damn times.
If you don't got it, I ain't got it.
I've been tested for stupid. I've been tested for, you know, gout. I've been tested for a lot of things, but not COVID.
You're not coming home unless
I was
in
jail.
2 weeks.
Tangelo Parish. And I actually got out of jail the day before they shut all the courts down. And
right.
And they wouldn't let you have visitation. They took visitation and they took commissary away. And I said, thank you, Jesus.
I mean, y'all, it was like serious out there to me, because I had never seen, like, it was like the weirdest things. Like, they locked us down, like, we could not go to the store. Y'all, we could not leave out our house. We were, like, on military, like, lockdown out there. You know what I'm saying? And the only trucks that were able to ride were the Verizon Wireless trucks. Putting up 5G. So, you know, then I started trying to, like, you know, with the shit that you see on YouTube, it was drawing me into a loophole of a conspiracy because it was about the radiation to the 5G, not thinking that Corona was real. You see what I'm saying? So all that shit was going on. Then Donald Trump was like on the doggone TV, and they was like calling him out on some serious shit. And it was like he would be in the press conference and he would say, okay, the sky is blue today. And you go outside and you see the sky was purple. And you go back to tell him, he would look at you in your face and say, oh, well, I told you the sky was purple. And the people like, dude, you lie. And you go sit here and lie to us. Not only us, you was recorded publicly.
Well, okay, a lot of that, I think I've had, like I said, I didn't like Trump, blah, blah, blah.
And the way you talk to the reporter,
I never really did.
Fakeness, I love it. Alternative facts. Bitch, who has alternative facts?
But the government, they own everything. They got in charge of everything.
The president,
So I had to blame something on. Now, Donald Trump was the only president.
Donald Trump was getting them together.
He was a businessman. That man was about to, expose all the corruption and all that shit going on in the government today. That's why they're doing that shit to that man. That he's a puppet. He ain't the man. He made more money. He had more money than the fucking big. He made big.
That man was a puppet. That man came.
A puppet. That's all he was.
Look,
I honestly feel that Donald Trump played a part.
Nobody controlled that man because. If somebody was controlling
like that
man,
he played
he
a
would
part
not have
in a
said
bigger
shit
scheme than himself because if you honestly think himself. Donald Trump is smart enough to think of to do these things.
You couldn't tell that man
on
shit.
These ideas. Yes, he's stupid enough to go through with
somebody
these plots,
to do something,
but he would not be smart enough to think of these
you
plots
you can't tell
himself.
A man exactly. like that what to do. But I expect him to do.
He's not a politician. He's not a business.
He can't be a.
He's not a politician. The politicians lie.
Exactly. He was a fucking businessman in a.
Well, he got me. He got
reality.
He got me $1,200. I've never got.
He made millions of us watching him say,
"You're fired." Oh yeah.
One
and
thing,
y'all still elect this damn
no,
man as
no,
president.
But you know what? One
shit,
thing, one thing for
is,
sure that he did do.
He about to turn this shit.
He turned around and made all the racist people. He made all the racist people. Come out of their closet and say, hey, I'm racist.
He's
not racist.
In history, no matter if he was a good president or a bad president, in history, Donald Trump will always be known. People knew Donald Trump. People was calling this man all kind of shit before he was president, and we still elect him president.
He was in an interview with Oprah back in the 80s when she asked him specifically.
Oh, you could go further. You could go further than that to the Simpsons.
They said Osama bin Laden. They compared this Trump and Osama bin Laden together, and it's like they're the same motherfucking person.
But what I said,
and y'all elect this man as president.
They're gonna say Obama was worse though.
They can say, okay, you can't compare Obama to Osama bin Laden.
That's
maybe
right.
His name, but that's about it. Shit. That's what they tried to do.
Right.
But they said.
They also said that Barack was the Antichrist.
They did say that too. Hello. The government lies. They lie to us.
But.
Like
I said, Trump did get racist people. To come out of their closets and admit that they were still racist.
Exposure. Oh yeah, because why? Because Trump made it okay, and that is not.
It's
okay.
Not okay. He can't make.
Why
it. How
did
he
we
make
put
it
this
okay?
man in the president? But he's been this way, dog.
He just allowed them to endorse him
from the get go, and
so
everybody
a lot of
knew it.
A lot of
and nobody said
he
nothing.
Did what he had to do to
about
it up
until he's already. We allowed
it was predestined.
Them. We allowed them to elect this man president.
It was
we didn't
predestined.
Allow nobody because our votes only
y'all,
count.
Y'all let to see that? One thing I do believe in,
no,
y'all.
No,
because
I'm saying we did not, like,
there's more racism.
Speak up about it.
Well, y'all, we got to take a break.
I'm sorry,
Go ahead, finish your last words, babe. Like,
it just, God.
Grinds my gears.
Look.
I mean,
we knew this was going
to
happen again.
And we were
we
still
just,
dumb enough to do
just
it.
Ignored it.
No, it wasn't ignored. It was predestined.
What you gonna get for somebody you see on TV every motherfucking day?
But do y'all make the right decision with Biden? Somebody,
how you gonna get the last word? Didn't I say after him it was done?
He says something after him.
Well, I'm done. We're got to go to a break.
This
you
how
can't
I feel.
Don't take over my show.
I just be passionate. I'm sorry.
Hold that passion. Play that music. Let's get this done.
December 31st, I grabbed a beer. Threw it up, said 2020 is my year, bitch. That was true until I gave this motherfucker like a month or two. This is getting kind of ridiculous at this point. Yo, my cat died and a global pandemic took over my life, and I put out some music that nobody liked, so I got really sad and bored at the same time, and that's why I'm like low-key fuck 2020. Still sad, still ain't got no money. I ain't got a watch up on my wrist, I just did some shit I gotta fix. Yo, low-key fuck 2020. I don't know about everybody else, but I think that I am kinda done. Can we just get to 2021, please?
All right.
Here we go again. Now you're telling me
turn me up a little
more. Just a friend, then why she calling you at 3 o'clock in the morning? I ain't trying to hear it.
Look, nigga, what you think this is? You treat me like a random chick. You done forgot who introduced you to rocks and popping all that Chris and shit. Who let you hit it from the back anyway that you like in any desk? I can pay the price. I thought it was a chick you were dating white, and now a bitch can't even stay the
night. All right, y'all, we back with the Purple House, y'all. Oh, we are going into part two of Back Down Memory Lane. Jeremy, you had something that you wanted to say before we switch the subject from presidency, because we did Trump for 15 minutes.
I just think that, like, everybody just jumped on the bandwagon because they all, everybody hated Trump on the Biden bandwagon. That I really think, really, really, really think that we made, as American people, made a mistake because, yeah, this just, I don't know. It's just, I just really do, because this is fucked up. Biden's done a lot of fucked up shit too.
Every president has.
As a politician.
President. I feel like every president has done some shady shit.
What did Obama do?
But you got to think though.
Obama kept the wall going.
But no, look, he didn't. That was Bush and his pantry.
But look, you have to also think though that.
What did George Washington do?
That
he had wooden teeth.
Biden.
George Washington got the
president of Obama. Like, he was our vice president. Like, so.
Right, like, this the first time that all of this is like.
If Obama was a good president and that was a good presidency, then.
Biden and Obama was, he was the vice president.
Contribute to that.
So the vice president could stay vice president for more than two terms, too?
Because we were just talking about the president. We weren't talking about
that. What you mean? If the president gets elected, then yes, the vice president stay the vice president. Like, it's because they're already in office. So. Because they're on the same ticket pretty much together. Like, when you vote for president, right. You don't vote for a vice president. They have a running mate. So
right.
That's their cabinet. Yeah, like that's part of their cabinet.
That is who becomes, vice president.
So
their running mate. Because you don't vote.
Because, see, I ain't going to lie.
Basically appointed.
I wanted Bernie Sanders. But we're not going to get into that, y'all. But, you know, like, well, that was like one of the worst things ever. I mean, like I said before, like, it was destined for him to become president real soon because it was on The Simpsons, the same exact way. The same exact way. And nobody is not even creeped out about that.
The prediction didn't come about true about the 20th thing.
You know, like, y'all wasn't creeped out about that?
Hell yeah.
Y'all have to like take the time out and watch and type it in like on YouTube one day and watch The Simpsons with Donald Trump as president, and then watch the regular.
I remember when they were right about that basketball player that was killed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They were right about that too. I'm like,
you know, like how they do. Right.
Girl,
a lot of cartoons do that, like your family.
The Oracle.
But you got to also kind of got to think too, when they put out these cartoons, it's, you know, they're.
Before they do it.
Like, it's when you. You know, like how they put it out with the time they put it out. Mm-hmm. Like, because I'm sorry, how many Simpson episodes there are?
A lot.
A lot.
You gotta
right.
tell me they're making new ones every year. I mean, they're making them like.
I mean, but at the same time, y'all, they predicted that to be the
right months in advance.
Out of all people, even to the dress that Melania had on coming down the stairs next to him.
Because they certainly don't stop it when it does, you know, it does happen.
You know, like, so how...
We just predicted this, or we just made an episode about it. Like, how...
So, you know, but I'm saying, like, did they, like, say, okay, well, we're going to tell the people of the White House, you know, the people who run, you know, do the stuff that we vote for, as they say we do. You know, let me go tell them that Donald Trump gonna be our next president, and Melania got to wear this hideous blue dress that she wore from after he won.
Whatever you saw, because I barely even saw her, knew her.
Right.
You know, well, that's what
she can't speak English, so I guess that's why they kept that out of
right. Time. And then not only that, her speech was all was Michelle Obama's speech. Uh-huh. That was crazy. Anyway, y'all, we're gonna leave
twice though.
Wait, what?
The girls. Yeah, that's really
happening. We knew it was gonna happen. We were saying before he was even in office.
Oh man, I was planned out. Yeah, I was doing it as a joke. I was working at the bar uptown, and everybody was walking in. I was throwing up the Hitler sign. Me and my friend, we were throwing up the Hitler sign, saying Trump. And it was during the counting of the ballots to see who was gonna be president, baby. When he won and everybody looked at us, and we bartenders, we behind the bar, me and this girl like fucking die laughing, because like we did not expect for Donald Trump to like win this shit. And them people looked at us so mad, they was calling us you bunch of dumb motherfuckers, you know, and all that type of shit. It was so funny, but you know, like I didn't expect it to be like this.
People, like, even when going to the polls, it's like, they don't want Donald Trump, but they don't want Hillary Clinton. So it came down to, like,
if I had a choice, honestly, if I had a choice to choose between voting for Donald Trump and voting for Hillary Clinton, and I understand about how, you know, the male chauvinist world believes that maybe a woman is not ready to be a president. I can say for the shit that she handled as the president's wife.
Exactly. I was a woman.
But you hear me?
That's when you know if she did not win over a black guy, that means
she's definitely
America is not ready for a woman president. Because you would think they would put a woman, a white woman,
before a
black man.
And not, not a male chauvinist world. Keep in mind.
That's why I said.
Right.
Black.
We're not ready for
I'm saying we.
Because I mean, y'all, at the end of the day, y'all can say what y'all want. Only thing that Bill Clinton did was play that motherfucking saxophone very, very well. Everything else was ran by his wife. Hill had that shit on lock. Bill didn't have no money. Hillary had the money because she owns Heinz, mustard, and ketchup. All the way. All the way. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, if we were the type of people that had that power to vote for our president or whatever, like I would want somebody who has, if not the experience from being the previous president, at least have something worth going into that role. Like, you know, how you want me to sell you toilet paper if I never had an asshole to wipe one with?
I think that we need to get these senators need to have terms.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These like real though, shit.
Why these senators get to be in terms for 30, 40 years? These are the people who really have the power. The president don't give you 2 terms.
True.
Why not necessarily they have to get 2 terms. They have to be, you know, they have to get elected to that second
term. You can only do 2 terms.
Right.
No, right. I'm saying, but the 2 terms is not automatic. You don't get an automatic 8 years.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
they can only get 4 years.
Yeah.
But
oh, why we can't do like Japan and just be told what to do?
At the max 2 terms. Well, but these senators could be in there for damn near 50, 60 years.
Well, because
senators. We weren't worried about that. We were talking about presidents, and we weren't talking about
that's effective.
But the thing is, though, the senators, they're in for 6 years.
How y'all gonna bring this back to the president? I'm trying to get it away from the doggone president. We done went 30. Damn near 30 minutes into the presidency. What's up, Dr. Satan? That bro looking kind of good. You aged it off? It look good. You cut it down?
You don't need it right now, but you can do it at 6:00.
Oh, hey, y'all.
What time?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll just edit that out.
I'll do it before then.
Oh, hey, I gotta delete that video, too. Tripping.
Okay, y'all, can we pick?
It had a meth pipe sitting right down the table.
That's why I asked him, like, why are you live right now on Facebook?
You was Facebook live then? Okay, but my mama not gonna see it. I don't think I hope.
I ain't seen at it. At this point, I don't give a fuck if my mama see it or not. I'm worried about if the people's gonna see it.
That's sad that I worry about my mama. That's
the thing. Like I did it on purpose.
I know.
I know, but that's why I said something.
I did that.
But that's we were like on the show, so I could
That's how the show, we still on the show, but that's how the show became a podcast. Because it was supposed to be a visual show. When I seen it, it was not good. It was just like this. Wine glasses, beer bottles, crack pipes, meth pipes, weed pipes. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, yeah. It was like, yeah. You know, so I had to erase it.
Don't forget.
But anyway.
I don't know your friends.
Exactly. Okay.
They know us.
Can y'all tell me some of y'all high points of 2020?
That $1,200 stimulus check and the break for the first couple of weeks of work from working for so long, and then after that sucked. Damn the time.
Well, hey, that kind of like sealed the deal, huh?
We got
basically for everybody.
We got
so like, that's what it was. That was like the check was just the high points of.
I mean, the only high thing was we couldn't work, but we was getting money.
But we didn't.
Because guess what? I'll tell you this: it wasn't enough money.
Shit.
But I mean, for what I was making before, yeah, hell yeah, it wasn't no money.
But yeah,
it's.
I just looked at it like a bonus.
You're telling me I cannot work, and you're forcing my job to not open and when and causing like can't do anything else. You have to like. Why don't you?
Can we look at it as a,
and you say you're gonna pay me, then pay me. Can we, what the fuck I was working for?
Can we look at it at another at a non-monetary point of view? Like we got to sit down and actually sit down just with our families. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck that. And no, I'm so grateful for that. Fuck the family.
There was a chance to see what life was really about, which I was missing in life. Being slaves to what? Money.
Yeah, but if they can't pay me, I can't pay my rent.
But you couldn't they couldn't get you because of COVID.
No, they could. So
exactly. So why aren't they?
No, they
had people that were getting evicted.
And they go,
we was evicted people.
Well, not deep into COVID. Then when it got worse.
We was the evicted people.
Well, I never got it. We couldn't go out.
Well,
you ain't getting evicted?
No. Not from COVID. I left, girls. That's not being left.
Well, you left before you got evicted. How about
basically, you can't get kicked out if you have the proper paperwork and all that good stuff.
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
So therefore, if you don't have that,
if it's fraudulent, it's fraudulent. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But you got, well, for me, I got to really see what life was about, what I was missing in life because I was too busy working, trying to make money to pay bills. I got to sit back, relax, and enjoy family time. You know what I'm saying? Shit, take a nap, wake up at 12 o'clock and just say, ooh, I ain't got to go to work. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I got to really
we could do enjoy that with
my faith and stuff. Shit. I got to, you know what I'm saying? I just got to enjoy life.
Sir Spontaneous. What about you? What was your high point, baby? Just to check.
I got to see the type of friends I have.
Like, amen to that.
Like I had a lot of so-called acquaintances that would come around my life, and I don't mind people coming around because for some reason people think I'm entertaining or I'm enjoyable to be around. But like, bitch, not a single one of the people would come over to my house anymore. Nobody comes bothers Aaron anymore because Aaron does the same thing every single day. Wake up, jerk off. Take a shower, play video games, stuff my face, get high, go to sleep, do the thing all over again.
Right.
Everybody was like, oh, you need to do something else in your life. Bitch, what is there else to do? 2020 is...
You just go nowhere. You can't do nothing. Where you going to go?
He was doing it when you was hanging out with him before.
Where you going to go?
So now, why? What is now the...
Where you gonna go?
Exactly.
Okay, Dr. Satan.
Nothing changed about his actions.
Dr. Satan, what was your high point of 2020?
Hanging up to a high point. Very, 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 very low point of 2020.
Nice. Uh-huh.
Granted.
How does that make you feel about 2020?
Huh?
Shit, everybody already said fuck 2020. Yeah. I think that's the perfect thing that you could say about 2020.
I'm not asking you as like person.
Well, what is your high point of 2020?
My high point.
Yeah, the happy time.
Nothing of 2020 was a high point. Maybe getting my car. That's maybe about it.
That's what's up.
But that didn't make me happy or sad. It just, it was like, it was going to happen anyway.
Right.
So it wasn't like 2020 made that happen. So
right.
What was that?
I made that happen. Like, it had nothing to do with happened in 2020. Made that possible to be a high point. I made that high point because it was going to happen.
And he's 36 years old. He needs to do that. He's a grown ass man.
Regardless of Corona or not, it was going to happen.
Did you use like did the money that you got? We got help.
No, I had money already saved up.
That's what's up.
See, like the thing for me, y'all, like my high point is that I got to experience growth as a singular person, as an individual. You know, like being around everybody all the time. And then going from everybody all the time to like, you just, it's you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have a problem with it, but
it's needed.
It made me learn. But when I came back to the group, I felt like I was way more advanced than everyone was. You know what I'm saying? Like the same people that I would hang with, I kind of look like down upon, and I didn't want to feel like that. I didn't want to feel like that, but I looked at them being lesser because they didn't advance as much as I did, as far as just like being the person that they are.
It's just life.
You know what I'm saying? So it made me like check myself because like, are you wrong because you left? To get your shit together and that shit happened so you ended up by yourself? Or, hey, you feel bad because you should have stayed. Like, I had both of those issues, you know, of that point. And it made me, it made me experience what growth is. And to look at it for what it really is. You know, because can't nobody tell you about you better than you. But you have to be real enough to accept what you got to fucking say. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, you know, people could tell you shit and you could totally bounce that shit off anywhere else. But when you deal with your own issue, you know what I'm saying? It's the hardest thing to deal with, you know, because you judging you, that's something very few of us, you know, take time to do or even reevaluate ourselves to, you know, say that these things need to change about me to be better or worse, whatever.
And only
you know what I'm saying?
Understand.
Right, right. So
one more high point. I got to say, seeing them homeless people off the street for the first time because they got housed. And, you know, for real, that was a blessing. That was a blessing.
Where you saw that at?
They was in
the
hotels.
Homeless people got houses now.
And for real, they was all booked in hotels and everything.
Yeah.
On Canal Street. That was a blessing because they could be on the bridge.
One of my friends, as a matter of fact, he was on the first show. Anthony, he turned around and he broke up with his wife and went purposely and became homeless and went under the bridge and got a hotel and fucked this girl and got her pregnant. And now they stay together in a house that the people got them from the program. Now, what program that is, I don't know. But if you could go fuck a random and you could get a house, I need that program.
That was a blessing.
You know, but y'all, 18 minutes in, we are done. Thank y'all for listening to the Purple House. Damien, before we get off the show, let the audience know where we can see you and meet you and get to know you.
What's up? Well, if you want me or get to know me.
Ooh, if you want me. Y'all heard that, America.
Dancer 84.
Thank you. Pole dancing.
On Facebook. Leave the craziness at home. If you want real, that's one of my
And you better be I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N. You know, if it wasn't for that, if it wasn't for that song, a lot of y'all wouldn't know how to spell independence.
That's so mean, bitch. Like, bananas? I didn't know how to spell bananas either.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yes! Yes!
You know, I see that on Facebook. They said if somebody asks you to spell independent, do you say it like a little Boosie? So I thought about it and I was like, okay. And in my head, I was going, I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that means? Yeah. Jeremy, why don't you tell the world where we can see you and meet you from?
Well, guys, y'all can just search Jeremy Price. That's J-E-R-A-M-E-E. Price at all social media platforms.
All right. We learned how to downsize. That's the kudos point. All right. And spontaneous, my love, where can everyone get to know you and meet you and look at your nice, sexy baldness?
Oh, girl, what?
Don't lie to people.
Don't hate.
Girl, I'm telling them to lie to people, girl.
It's not
hate. You can find me on Instagram. It's Sir Spontaneous. So, yeah.
Sir Spontaneous on Instagram. Y'all know me. I'm Tracy Alexander and Dr. Satan. He will have an Instagram by the next show. Right, Dr. Satan?
I hope
you do. And we will see you guys next time with the Purple House. DJ, run that track. Oh, I don't do all that. That was season 5.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was season 4.
I'm on 6.
What's the matter with your life? Why you gotta mess with mine? Don't keep sweating what I do, cause I'm gonna be just fine. Check it out. If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight, it's none of your business. And if she wanna be a freaking, sell it on a weekend, it's none of your business. Now you shouldn't even get into who I'm giving skins to, it's none of your business. So don't try to change my mind, I tell you one more time, it's none of your business. Now who do you think you are? Put in your G2 cents in. Don't you got nothing to do? Then worry about my friends. Check it.
I can't do nothing, girl, without somebody bugging. I used to think that it was me, but now I see it wasn't. They told me to change and call me names, and so I